The Slipper Point Mystery by Augusta Huell Seaman. Chapter 1. The Encounter. She sat on the prow of a beach rowboat, digging her bare toes in the sand. There were many other rowboats drawn up on the sandy edge of the river, as many as 20 or 30, not to speak of the green and red canoes lying on the shore, bottoms up, like so many strange insects. A large number of sailboats were also anchored near the shore, or drawn up to the long dock that stretched out into the river. For this was Carter's Landing, the only place on lovely little Manitouk River where pleasure boats could be hired. Beside the long dock there was, up a wide flight of steps, a large pavilion where one could sit and watch the lights and shadows on the river and its many little activities. There were long benches and tables to accommodate picnic parties, and in an inner room a counter where candies, ice cream, and soda water were dispensed. And lastly, one part of the big pavilion was used as a dancing floor where, afternoons and evenings, to the music of a violin and piano, merry couples whirled and circled. Down on the sand was a signboard which said, "Children must not play in the boats." Nevertheless, she sat on the prow of one, this girl of 14, digging her bare toes aimlessly in the sand, and by her side on the prow seat sat a tiny child of about 3, industriously sucking the thumb of her right hand, while she pulled at a lock of her thick straight hair with her left. So she sat, saying nothing, but staring contentedly out over the water. The older girl wore a blue skirt and a soiled white midi blouse. She had dark brown eyes and thick auburn hair, hanging down in a rope-like braid. Her face was somewhat freckled, and apart from her eyes and hair, she was not particularly pretty. The afternoon was hot, though it was only the early part of June, and there was no one else about except one or two helpers of the landing. The girl stared moodily out over the blue river, and dug her bare toes deeper into the sand. "Stop sucking your thumb, Genevieve," she commanded suddenly, and the baby hastily removed the offending member from her mouth. But a moment later, when the older girl's attention was attracted elsewhere, she quietly slipped it back again. Presently, from around the bend of the river, there slid into sight a red canoe, paddled vigorously by one person sitting in the stern. The girl in the prow of the rowboat sat up and stared intently at the approaching canoe.